Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth each and every day. If you can't handle the truth, you shouldn't be here, potentially. But I think you should stick around because you just might learn something. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Roy Epps from the FBI's 10 Most Wanted to just a guy on his farm in Arizona. Well, he's going to testify, we're told, in front of Congress. Too bad no actual Republicans are there. Number two, as we mark Joe Biden's 1 year in office, 37% of Americans give him a failing grade on the job. A failing grade. Worse than Donald Trump, by the way. Write that down. And number three, President Joe Biden pushed and prodded and shoved in front of the national press. He tried in vain to tell America and the world that he has done a great job as commander-in-chief. At the same time, the Senate was rejecting destroying the filibuster. We'll get back to that. But Joe Biden is so far gone, I think you may actually believe it. I mean, who can tell from a guy that naps more than he works? A guy that spent 101 days in Delaware, at home on vacation, in his first year in office, as we had COVID and the crisis at the border and supply chain issues and empty shelves, but he's 101 days on vacation in Delaware. So today we're going to explore Joe Biden's bizarre and rambling press conference that was sprinkled with delusion and bursts of anger and inappropriate giggles and smiles. This guy is a joke, but this is not what the laughing was about. Mm-mm. Americans have seen enough. And that's why President Pees in His Pants has had an epic swan dive in the polls. The worst in any president of modern times, or maybe of all time. Who knows? Joe Biden today is a failed leader. And any honest person would tell you that. There's not one single metric in which this president is doing well. Not one. Not at home, not overseas, not anywhere. He's a lost soul whose mind is gone and who is selling out our country. So let's begin right here. President Biden held a news conference, as I mentioned. Long, rambling news conference. 2 hours, in fact. What is remarkable, that after the biggest collapse in any first-year presidency as far as support goes, Joe Biden has some idea, some delusional idea that he's doing great. Beyond expectations, great. I mean, over the fence, home run, great. Listen to this.
I didn't overpromise, and what I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen.
Outperformed? On what metric? I mean, who allows this guy to say these things? I mean, even the news media called it a wreck all over the place. Terrible comments on all sorts of things, but he believes he has outperformed? Those meds are pretty good. I might have to figure out what he's taking and have some sent over. Recreational drugs are working well at the White House. Then President Biden began immediate backpedaling on what he actually promised he would do. For example, he's throwing in the towel on the pandemic. Listen to this.
The COVID-19 is not going to give up and accept things. It's not going to go away immediately. The COVID-19 is not going to give up and accept things. It's not going to go away immediately.
All right. So here's what we've done. Joe Biden spent much of the time in front of the press corps actually bragging about his efforts. One of those things he bragged about was tackling the pandemic, which to call delusional would not be fair by any stretch. It is a psychotic performance, to be perfectly honest. It's psychotic to say we've done great. There are no tests, 500 million promised. I'm going to stop the virus. Not even close. I'm going to shut down the virus. No, you're not. To be perfectly honest, this president deserves more medication, not less. Strong medication. Listen to this.
We're also increasing testing. Should we have done more testing earlier? Yes. I know there's a lot of frustration and fatigue in this country. And we know why. COVID-19. Omicron has now been challenging us in a way that it's the new enemy. The COVID-19 is not going to give up and accept things. It's not going to go away immediately. Get the booster shot. It's all part of the same thing. You're better protected. Am I satisfied with the way in which we have dealt with COVID and all the things that that go along with it? Yeah, I am satisfied. I think we've done remarkably well.
Remarkably well. We don't have the tests. We don't know what's going on. We haven't delivered to shut down the virus. We're doing remarkably well. How do you arrive at that conclusion? How do you arrive at that conclusion to have some notion of yourself that it's anything but a disaster? How do you arrive at a point that this is anything but a train off the tracks? Let's be honest. 37% of the American people, when asked, give Joe Biden a failing grade in year one. By comparison, but Trump was worse, was he? 35% gave Donald Trump a failing grade in his first year. Joe Biden is doing worse. Joe Biden isn't winning on any level. When Donald Trump was president, I would hear people say, I don't like that guy. I can't stand that guy, blah, blah, blah. But the economy's good. But the economy's good. I hear people say they don't like Joe Biden, and there is no retort. There is no, but I like this, because there's nothing to like. I'm sorry, there is nothing here. He's vapid and void and disconnected and untethered and a whole host of other things I could say. It's sad for our country, because right now we project weakness on the world stage, weakness. And the people in charge are hardcore leftists. They don't care about your freedom of speech. They don't care about your liberty. They don't care about much of anything. They care about power, which is why they are so ginned up over this filibuster deal, which we're going to talk about after the break here. Because Joe Biden talked about the filibuster, and at the same time, he was still out there in this nearly two-hour marathon press event. Joe Manchin was actually brilliantly trolling him from the Senate floor, saying, we're not going to have anything to do with this. So we're going to get a couple of comments from Joe Manchin after the break. We'll have the president talking about what's going on with the filibuster and how they have to destroy Senate rules to save America. After more than 245 years, suddenly they have to change all the rules to save America. Complete bunk. To make the Senate just like the House, which they attempted to do beginning in 1913 with the 17th Amendment to the United States Constitution, the worst amendment ever put into the Constitution, the 17th Amendment, you can look that up, that made senators subject to direct vote and not selected by the state legislatures. If senators were selected by the state legislatures, we wouldn't have half the problems we have had in the last 50 years. That's a fact. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Oh! You are round MVP.
Yeah, man! Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage. It's a good thing you got me as your wingman.
Right. You mean when you threw that flash grenade at me?
Whatever, man. Huge round. Seriously, great stuff.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes.
All right, class. I'm going to pass back your tests. And a high score goes to... Brian.
Oh, yeah. High score, baby.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you have the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help you get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.